Welcome to Bethany's Contemporary Service. My name is Pastor Brenda. It is my joy and my honor to be with you today on this last Sunday of 2021. Look where God has brought us. And we give God thanks and praise. I would like to welcome also those who are joining us virtually and to let you know that we are honored that you have chosen to worship with us this morning. I would like to share a couple of announcements with you, and then we will go right into worship. First, just want to let folks know, as many of you are already familiar, that we will be requiring that you keep your mask on through the entire worship experience. Also, we will not be having a coffee fellowship this Sunday or the following Sunday. Many of us, one office will be closed. And so I want you to know that the staff will be enjoying time off starting tomorrow through Monday, January the 3rd. And the office will reopen on Tuesday, January the 4th. If there is an emergency, please contact the office and someone will get back to you. Also, on next Sunday, we will return to our regular service schedule with our contemporary service at 9:30 and our traditional service at 11 a.m. Again, we want to say thank you for your generosity during this season. You have blessed so many people from near and far. I know Pastor Andrew had invited members to just take a glimpse of some of the places we have been blessed to be a blessing to others around this world. And it's all because of you and your generosity. While we are no longer passing offering plates, we do have two blue containers in the rear of the sanctuary, should God place it on your heart to give to the mission and ministry of Bethany. For those who are joining us online, you may go to our website, or if you are someone who is in that group who can do technology really well, then you are invited to text to Bethany at 84321. Amen? And now, with all of those things in order, please rise as you are able for our call to worship. Christ is born. God has come to claim us as God's own children. Love has given us this glorious gift. Hallelujah. Please join us in a familiar offering during this time. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Please join me in our opening prayer as we read together. Abba, Father, Mother, God, we come as your children this day. We celebrate your presence in our lives and in our world. We rejoice in the gift of Christ Jesus, who claims us as sisters and brothers. As we move towards a new year, send your spirit to strengthen us, that we may grow in your wisdom and rest in your love. In Christ's holy name we pray, amen. Please remain standing as we join together in Blessed Be Your Name, followed by I Give Myself Away.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. How was everyone's Christmas? Good, good, good. Come on, let's give God a gift this morning with our worship. Amen? Here we go.
Blessed be your name in a land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed.
Teach you a new song today. It's I don't think it's ever been sung here, but it's such a beautiful song. Just talks about how sometimes we have our own plans, you know, but there's a saying that, you know, God kind of laughs at that. You know, because no matter what kind of plans we may have, God's plan is always better. He says, I believe in Jeremiah, he says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They're thoughts of good and not of evil. He says, he's plans for us. He said he has an expected end for us. And we can have faith in that. And we can trust in that. Amen? So let's sing the song together. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. I want to say thank you to Matthew and Amy for doing that last selection for me. Okay, we're going to have the children's prayer and then I'm going to be back.
Dear God, wow. What an amazing story of how you sent Jesus to be your Savior. I can't think of anything more worthy of salvation than that. Because you sent Jesus, we can have a relationship with you that will last forever. This Christmas, help us remember exactly what we're celebrating, that you sent Jesus, your most richest gift for us. We love you and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. We thank God for our children who continue to bless us from week to week with our children's prayer. And again, thank you to Amy and Matthew, not only for the last selection, but for also blessing us today with our music for this morning's worship. Today is what would be considered a standalone message, and yet I think it's a continuation. For we have come on this last Sunday of 2021 to give God thanks, to give God praise, to recognize the awesomeness of God. And so as the Lord shall guide, we will share in this journey together this morning under our theme of give thanks or giving thanks. First and foremost, if I were to put on my teacher's hat, I would say that we begin with the word give, which is a verb. And it means to offer something to someone or to provide someone with something. Thanks is indeed an acknowledgement of we have and what we have and who it is that has provided it for us. And looking at today's theme, I could not help but remember some of my greatest childhood memories and the lessons that I was taught by my parents. Lessons such as, if you open it, close it. If you pull it out, push it back in. When you either ask for something or you receive something, you are always to say please and thank you. This lesson has remained with me to this day. For saying thank you was an act of appreciation, the acknowledgement of what someone had given or had done for me, for us as a family, along with not taking these acts for granted. As a child, I learned to give thanks to God for the provisions of food and shelter, clothing, and family. As a child, many of the things that I gave thanks for were the things that I could see, the clothing, the shelter, the food. What I did not realize was that there were more people involved in the process of me being able to see what was in front of me than I was giving thanks for. So when I think about the meals that my mom would prepare, I only saw the fact that she went to the grocery store and she brought the items home and she prepared them for us to eat. What I did not see were the farmers who planted the seeds, the people who were willing to water or harvest the crops, those who were a part of the process of getting the items to where they needed to be, and those who transported them not only from the farms, but also those who transported them from the processing locations to the store that my mother was then able to purchase and bring home and prepare for us. So often, my friends, our thanks is based on what we see and not necessarily what we don't see. And just as my parents had expectations for myself and my siblings to show our thanks for all that had been given and done for us, the same is true of God. And so my basic list as a child grew, giving thanks to Jesus as I grew in years and matured in faith. When I think about our theme of giving thanks and of what it means, I was drawn to a familiar passage, that of the 100th Psalm. For it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Or if you're more attuned and familiar with the New Living Translation, it says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into the courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. It reminds us that giving thanks is acknowledging God, our Creator. It is also recognizing God's everlasting mercy and truth that has lasted from generation to generation as shared with the people of Israel throughout history. This was not something new to David, a man after God's own heart, as he reminded the people of Israel of the promise and blessings of God through a prayer to give thanks is found in our scripture for the morning in 1 Chronicles 16, 31 through 36. Hear these words. Let the angels be glad and the earth rejoice. Tell all the nations the Lord reigns. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather and rescue us from among the nations so we can thank your holy name and rejoice and praise you. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people shouted, amen, and praise the Lord. It was important for David to remind the people not only of the blessings of God, but the importance of giving God their thanks and praise. For you see, if you read earlier in that first book of Chronicles, you will know that they have been given the task and the honor to care for the Ark of the Covenant. The precious words that contain the promise of God to Abraham and those who would come after him. Friends, while it is important for us to know what it means to give God thanks, as well as why and when we should give God thanks, it is also helpful to understand that there are also different kinds of givers. And I went to my friend Tony Evans in his rendering. And he said, there are three kinds of givers. He said, There are those who are a flint, a sponge, or a honeycomb. A flint needs to be banged with a hammer in order to get anything out of it, and most of the times it's only small chips or sparks. A sponge, you are able to get water out of it as long as you squeeze it for more. A honeycomb simply overflows with sweetness. He goes on to say that when a person understands what God has done for them, you don't have to prime it, you don't have to bang it, you don't have to beat it, you don't have to pass the offering plate over and over and over again. Their giving comes from a place like that of a honeycomb. If ever there was a time to understand the greatness of God, I believe it is now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son through the birth of Jesus, whom we celebrated and remember during the Advent season and on Christmas Eve, and I pray still even today. James 1:17 tells us every good and perfect gift is from God above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadows due to change. A baby who came, born in what would be considered one of the lowest places on the earth, and yet he came down because God had such great love for his people, and he knew that he had to do it in a way that the world was not expecting. But you see, they were looking for a Messiah, but they were looking for a Messiah that would come and address their immediate needs and oppression of the Roman Empire. And yet God sent Jesus as his greatest gift to us from heaven as a reminder that I still love you, whether you are in a manger or in a big house. Whether you're able to be in worship physically or to be in worship virtually, I still love you. Whether you remember to praise my name or not, I still love you. God gives us his love. So often people forget that in order to give something, it means that we need to take it in our hand and place it in someone else's hands. To take it from our hearts and render it to someone else's heart. When we do that, our hands are then open to receive even more. Not out of duty, but out of the abundant love that God has for each and every one of us. When I listen to the words of I give myself away, I've come to realize in this time and season in my life, if I can't thank the person who has made it all possible, who else am I going to be able to thank in such a great manner? Who else am I willing to trust that whatever it is that I take and give, that God has already planned what will be next? God's gift of a baby was sent to turn this world upside down in a way that they had not seen before. Because I'm going to tell you, it's hard to argue with a newborn baby. Even the hardest of hearts, there is something that takes place in seeing a newborn baby in the preciousness and the cooing, if you will, that brings a smile. God sent this amazing gift to earth for you and for me. And when we acknowledge the awesomeness of God and accept God's promise, we are able to give thanks through our praise to God, as written in Psalms 150. It says, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent grace. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the tapestry and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything, not some things, not a few things, the scripture says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Church, in addition to giving thanks, as I've stated for myself, but for you also, we are called to give ourselves to God, so that God can use us as a vessel and a witness of the goodness and faithfulness of God, even during these challenging times. And yet we are reminded in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. As a child, my understanding and reason for saying please and thank you were rather basic. However, now that I have grown in years and faith and understand that God wants to hear my, our thanks and praise as expressions of our acknowledgement of who God is, to God, for God, and with God, is even more important on this last Sunday of 2021. We have seen through Scripture what it means to give thanks, why we should give thanks, and when we are to give thanks. Friends, my only question to you, is this. In whatever you decide to do, either in word or deed, will you do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him? Amen and amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, God, for being you all by yourself. We thank you, God, for once again giving us your son, Jesus, God. But not only in giving us your son, Jesus, but Lord, when you allowed him to go to the cross, to once again be an expression of your love, you also promised that he would return. And so, God, we pray that when he returns, he finds us as those who are grateful, acknowledging and giving thanks and praise. We thank you, God, for being God all by yourself. And it's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Now, God is a good God. Because even though I knew what my message was going to be after I had props for Christmas Eve, God sent an angel. And so, this bag contains some gifts in it. And I love the note that the person put in this, for it said that this was to be my pastor's discretionary gift. And that I had the option as to how I would use this gift. And I just believe in being a giver to the people of God. As my husband would say, if she had her way, she will give away everything we have. But that's where my joy comes from. And so I have in here 5 containers. And so I want to bless 5 people, 5 families at the end of service. So if you come up, that you can receive this blessing, that I and the giver will be blessed. We would greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Please stand as we praise the Lord one more time.
Adore him.
all that have life and breath, come now with praises before him. And let the amen sound from his people again. Gladly forever adore him.
Can we sing that again?
Thank you, Matthew. Amy, again, as I was down there, Matthew couldn't see me, but I was smiling, and I know he knows why I was smiling. God is just so good and gives us everything we need, even when we rehearse and it doesn't seem to come together. God just reigns and pours out his love and grace upon us. I'd like to wish you once again Merry Christmas, because we're still celebrating Jesus, but also to wish you a very happy, healthy, and God-filled new year. For all that is going on, God still loves you, and you, and you. God still loves you. Gracious God, as we stand in this holy place of yours, God, we don't take it for granted, but we say thank you. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for Jesus, whom we know is the one who is able to keep us from falling, who is able to present us faultless before the throne of grace, where there is majesty, dominion, power, and love. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that all God's people said amen and amen. Let's just give God a hand praise.
Bless you. Merry Amen. Christmas.
Amen. Go in peace. But for those who would like to be part of the gift giving, you can.